12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Shipping the seas like a dream to me now.
City Shakedown. Let's check in with my friend from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Pure Michigan. That would be Nick Nurbon. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. I got a fun fact for you. Oh, yeah? It just reminded me when I heard that wonderful verse from Simon and Garfunkel's classic about America.
Yeah.
And Michigan seems like a dream to me now. Did you know that Yes covered that song?
No, I did not know that. Wow, really?
It is a very interesting version. I suggest you look it up to hear John Anderson
sing. Yeah.
That lyric is actually pretty special. So
that's really cool.
Give it a listen.
I feel like Yes is one of those bands that's really underrated. They don't get enough airplay, and people don't really think about them.
Right.
But they were really, I really loved Yes back in the day. So there you have it.
Me too.
Yeah. Mother Nature is a tease. You know, she is. She's a tease. I'm looking at the forecast here, and, you know, snow's coming back on the weekend, over the weekend, and it still is winter in Michigan. Let's be honest, right?
Well, you know, the old thing about if you don't like the weather in Michigan, wait 10 minutes. And, you know, the thing is, we are going to have weather that has unique departures from normal, whether it's cold like we did in January or it's a little bit warmer like we've had this past week. But the one thing we've been able to do as a snow sports industry, people that present skiing and snowboarding and other winter fun, is to adapt technology like snowmaking and other things that to be able to keep the snow longer and have more snow on the slopes. And it's always just a reminder that I like to give folks is that people ask me, by the way, in the office yesterday, they're like, so is skiing going to be okay? You know, I was at Boyne Mountain this past weekend.
Yeah, how was it?
30 feet of snow on one of the runs. They last year, you may remember, they tried to ski till Memorial Day. They came close.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They made extra snow on one of the runs called Victor. And it's called the Victor Glacier. And I was skiing on Victor. There's, like I said, there's like 30 feet of snow on one of these runs. There is great snow on the slopes across the state. So if you're interested in skiing and snowboarding or tubing and other things, get out there and do it. There's plenty of snow.
How fun. I know you've been really into the Olympics, and this whole curling thing, this is so bizarre to me. Are there places where you can do curling in Grand Rapids or throughout the state?
Well, that's the thing. Is like with curling, I remember being in college and seeing it in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And just thinking like, you know, I want to learn to do this. Where can I do it? You know, and there weren't a lot of places. But I tell you now, there are places all over the state. I actually went to the Broomstick area, the club that they call up there. It's in Maple City. It's in Leelanau County, just outside Traverse City. And they've got a little bar there. You can order a couple of beers. There's a viewing area where people can sit. If there's family and friends that want to come, just watch. And they have two curling rinks.
Oh, wow.
Side by side. And they'll give you a lesson. You can learn how to curl. There's places in Lansing all the way up into Calumet. There's a place in Calumet where they took an old drill shop in the mining days in the 1800s, this historic building with a made of brick from the local area and all kinds of things. They turned it into an indoor curling club, the Copper Country Curling Club. There are unique places. We got a great article on Michigan.org that are cool places to curl, pun intended. So there are places you can learn how to do this.
I love it. Wow. Who knew, you know? Oh, who knew? All right, I got to throw this at you. I had this in my news. Oh, I don't remember when. I think it was last week. I traveled from Canada to Michigan, and the rest of the United States dropped sharply in 2025. Now, Canadians coming into Michigan last year at all four entry points, down 9.8 million in 2024. Travel in Port Huron from Sarnia dropped 24% and fell by 10% in Detroit at the Detroit Windsor Tunnel and Ambassador Bridge. This is interesting to me. The biggest drop from Canada to Michigan in terms of travel was in the UP, where travel into Sault Ste. Marie was down 26%. What do you think about all that?
Well, we have such a wonderful relationship with our Canadian neighbors. And the thing that is important to point out is like the relationship, it's more like a brotherhood and sisterhood with Canada, where this relationship has been built over hundreds of years and generations of history. People are going to continue going from Michigan to Canada. People are going to continue coming from Canada to Michigan. There will be trends that change back and forth here and there. But we still have this wonderful relationship with Canada. We're still going to welcome them, and I guarantee we're going to still welcome them throughout the year this year. That's my 2 cents.
Well, I appreciate that. I certainly would hope. So I remember back in the day, we would just go to Windsor to go to the mall and go shopping. I kid you not, my mom would be like, where were you all day? Oh, we went to Windsor. And she'd be like, what? I was like, yeah, we just went to Windsor because we can get this cool makeup at the mall. They don't sell it here in the States. I mean, we would do that all the time, you know? It's just one of those things.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's wonderful opportunities to go through all of our border crossings, from the Sioux all the way down to the upcoming Gordie Howe Bridge. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of interesting ways to explore Canada. And I know that there are people in Canada that have long-time traditions to coming to Michigan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we are still going to continue to explore each other's, you know, countries and states.
I certainly hope so. Next week, let's talk about butterflies are blooming, because I'm certain you got the news release on that. That opens on March 1st, all right?
This is one of my favorite events.
I know.
That is such a cool thing in that indoor terrarium.
Uh-huh.
There, like 4 stories tall.
I know.
It is a beautiful setting without the butterflies, but when you add thousands of tropical butterflies, it's spectacular.
Yeah, and they added some new things too, so we'll talk about that next week. Thanks for checking in, Nick.
Sounds
I appreciate
great.
It.